What is up, folks? This is Brandon Laura with Sports Noise Podcast, and today we have a very special episode. Episode number 30. We are getting closer to 100. We got 70 more episodes until we get to the triple digits, but we are almost there. Almost there. Today is my way too early predictions for the four main sports. Hockey. Yeah, I'm doing hockey. Somehow we're talking about hockey today. Football. American football. Baseball. And basketball. So let's get on with hockey because it's the shortest one. Hockey, really, we've seen the Dallas Stars. They've made it to the Western Conference Finals, I think, 2 years in a row. Last year, lost to the... Who did they... No, they beat the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, did they? Yes. I'm almost positive they beat. Yeah, yes. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights, and they lost to the Oilers. Yes, they lost to the Edmonton Oilers. So, me, personally, it's either Stars. Edmonton's not making it again. It's Stars, Vegas Golden Knights, or the Florida Panthers. Because the Stars, you got Tyler Seguin, I'm trying to act like I know hockey. Jason Robertson, what's his name? Jamie Benn. And, so you got those guys. Not really much talent in the rest of the NHL. Except by a few teams. But it's either really between the Panthers, the Stars, and the Golden Knights. So, me personally, I would go with the Stars just because they have a younger team. Besides Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn. Stars got a great goalie, Jake Oettinger. So, Stars, that's my prediction. And I'm not trying to be biased. I don't want to be biased. I know I live in Texas. Yeah, I don't want to be biased, so don't say I'm biased. Well, but next on, let's move to the NBA. Why not? So the NBA season just kicked off. I think most teams are, I think it's like the sixth or seventh game. My way too early predictions, I don't want to be biased. I really don't. The Mavericks look pretty good, but the Celtics look good. The Pacers look good. So we got a lot of teams that look good. One team that doesn't look good, the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks just, no, not looking good. I think they're like 1-5 now. Dame and Giannis just don't work together. Dame's defense is kind of garbage. But hey, it's not really his fault. I mean, he's not meant to be a defender. He's an offensive player. So Bucks, excuse me, Bucks and honestly, the Timberwolves don't look the greatest this year. I mean, they've played great, but they just haven't, like, what is the Timberwolves record? I know it's not the best. Four and three, okay, better than I thought, but still, through seven games on their eighth, the team that made it to the Western Conference Finals, and I know it's only seven games, so it doesn't mean literally anything, but I feel like you should have a little more wins than 4-3. That just doesn't sound right now, Nuggets look good, but Nuggets aren't even making it to the finals this year, I don't think. What would be scary is, fix the camera angle. What would be scary is, honestly, if Damian Lillard somehow ended up going to the Heat, that would be very scary, because then they would have Jimmy Buckets, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Damian Lillard. And yeah, so that's kind of scary, and I don't think anybody in the Eastern Conference wants to deal with that. So the Heat are a contender. Really, there's not. I mean, the Suns look good. I will give it to the Suns. The Suns look really good this year. KD is balling. Who else? Devin Booker. So yeah, they're doing pretty good. Is Yusuf Nurkic still on that team? I think he is, but I just know the Suns are balling this year. Yeah, so hold on, really quick. I know. Let's see. What is the Suns' record? I'm pretty sure because the Suns beat the Mavs. Who did? What is the Phoenix Suns' record? 6-1. Yeah. So the Suns are 6-1 so far. The one loss I think just came to the 76ers yesterday. I think it just came yesterday. But yeah, so the Suns look really good. Honestly, I think the Phoenix Suns. I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. What? Okay. If you want me to be honest, I think the Mavericks are gonna win. But I don't want to put two Dallas teams back to back, especially since I'm a Dallas sports fan, besides football. Excuse me. But no, I just don't feel right. So Mavericks, but my second option would be Suns versus Celtics with the Suns winning, just because I feel KD's got that experience. I mean, and KD and Booker is better than Jaylen Brown and Tatum. Yeah, hot take, but it's really not even a hot take because it's a known fact. Just joking, but let's move on to the NFL. NFL, we're actually like more than halfway done with the season. Yeah. This NFL season up there, another fantasy notification. I'm getting fantasy notification every time I'm going like that to the screen. I'm getting a fantasy football notification. But I think I'm pretty sure I'm 4-5. I'm 4-5, and I just came off. I have a two game win streak. So not bad at all. But yeah, so football. I don't know. The Eagles look good, but I don't think they're gonna win. This isn't even a question. It's easy. The Kansas City Chiefs are gonna win again. I spelled Chiefs wrong. But anyway, the Chiefs are gonna win the NFL, but they're gonna win the Super Bowl. Okay. What is this? Super Bowl 59? I think it's Super Bowl 59. But Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl. I don't even think it's that close. They're gonna go three-peat. They're going to become a dynasty. They basically already are, but I guess for like a dynasty to count, they have to win three in a row. So, I mean, I guess so. And then finally we have baseball, which, yeah, baseball a little way too early to predict. Yes, because the Dodgers won like a week ago. So, but honestly, if I had to choose, I would say the Dodgers probably win again. I would say the Dodgers probably win again. And if the Do okay, I'll say if the Dodgers don't win, I think Guardians look really good. Pirates might be kind of scary this year. The Pirates are really good. I don't know. A lot of teams look good this year. Or well, a lot of teams I think are gonna look good this year. Yeah, so I think I just got to go the Dodgers. If not, I know I don't want to be boring, but I'd say probably the Yankees. If Juan Soto does not leave, if Juan Soto leaves, which I think there's almost a 100% chance that, or 99.9% chance, Juan Soto is going to become, well, he's going to leave the Dodgers, or leave the Yankees. There's like a 20% chance that he becomes a Dodger. Yes, that much. He said he's open to all 30 teams. Lies, lies. No, he's gonna become a Dodger. Mark my words. And the Dodgers are gonna—they've already taken over Japan. I mean, they got who do they have? They got Yamamoto, Shohei. They're about to get—I can't remember. So sorry, can't remember those names. They got like a 23-year-old pitcher that's in Japan right now that he wants to come to the. I'm pretty sure he wants to come to the Dodgers. He's got a choice to basically all 30 teams because they're all willing to draft him. It's just really what he wants. So honestly, there's no reason he wouldn't want to come to the Dodgers because he's got two of his friends there, two of his best Japan friends there. And then they just came off a World Series and he goes there, they're going to become a championship team. That's so scary. But just hold on, I have a story. Juan Soto becomes, because the Dodgers somehow have like $15 billion in the bank, but what they're going to do, so their pitching rotation, oh, they also want to sign Corbin Burns. How is this fair? Like MLB, we need a salary cap. We need a salary cap. The Dodgers can't be buying literally all the good players. Hear me out. If everything goes right for the Dodgers and everything that I'm saying becomes true, listen, they will now have their starting pitcher. Okay, they're getting Kershaw back too. Somehow they're getting Clayton Kershaw back. Now, I don't know. I don't really see them signing Corbin Burns. I just know they want him and he's willing to go there because it's like 90 miles from where he used to live. But they would have Tyler Glasnow. Like, so good. Tyler Glasnow, please come to Texas. I forgot his first name, Yamamoto. Yeah, I'm not even gonna try and really pronounce it because I don't want to make anybody mad. But you're gonna have Yamamoto. Already Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto. That's already a great one too. Then they're gonna have Shohei that throws absolute gas and the most disgusting pitcher ever. Then they get that 23-year-old out of Japan. And then, oh, tell me how this is fair. They still have Walker Buehler. Yeah, the Dodgers. Yeah. If you're not a Dodgers fan and you're a different fan of an MLB team, I would secretly try and change to a Dodgers fan because they're going to win the next, like, 37 World Series because they have Kershaw back. They want to sign Corbin Burns. Okay, so if I was the Dodgers and I signed everybody I wanted to, that's including Corbin Burns, and they want a six-man rotation because that's what the Japan pitchers are used to. They're used to a six-man rotation. I would probably go Tyler Glasnow. Like, I'm not putting him in order like ace. I'm just jotting them down. Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto, Shohei. So we already got three. Corbin Burns is going in there. And I don't know. I mean, what do I have? I have two left. That 23-year-old kid, I'm sorry. Look him up. 23-year-old. Here, let me look him up. He's a Japan player. That's literally insane. Oh, my mistake, by the way. The Suns lost. The beat the Sixers. 116 to 118. The Suns beat the Sixers. Okay, so I don't know who they lost to. But he's like a 23-year-old Japan prospect. And he's like so good. Not as good as people. Now, he's not as hyped up as Yamamoto was. Okay. Roki Sasaki. Roki Sasaki. Yes, that's his name. I'm going Roki Sasaki. And okay, I've already put. Okay, Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto, Shohei Ohtani, Corbin Burns, and Roki Sasaki. And then, honestly, okay, one, two, three, four, five. One more. It's really between Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler. And me personally, I would go with Walker Buehler. Because Walker Buehler is just better, one. Two, Clayton Kershaw's like 60 years old. No, not really. He's like 39 or he's up there. He's like 36 or something. But he's getting Clayton Kershaw's older. He got destroyed by the Diamondbacks. in the last year's playoffs, and he's just kind of washed. I know Dodger fans don't want me to ever say that again, but yes, I think he's washed. It's not his fault. He's old. I mean, we all get old sometimes. I mean, I'm getting there. I'm getting old. Yes, I'm getting old. I'm having all those back pains. Back, the knees, the legs, the shoulders, whatever. But yeah, so anyways, that, and then you add Juan Soto to that. Well, not as pitching. You would have, I don't know, pitching, first baseman, Freddie Freeman, second base. Okay, I will say probably I watched this thing. I don't know if it's true, but it said that I think Tommy Edman should go back to the Cardinals. Teoscar Hernandez is going to go back to the Blue Jays, which makes sense because the Blue Jays desperately need a power hitter, which Teoscar Hernandez is. He won the Home Run Derby. That's an outfielder. So really, he's a left fielder that is a power hitter. So that's basically what the Blue Jays need. So I will say I can see them losing Tommy Edman and losing Teoscar Hernandez. Teoscar Hernandez does not want to leave though. He wants to stay in LA. He literally has said, I am going to do everything in my power to stay in Los Angeles. I'll tell you why. Me and my dad talked over this a couple days ago. It was just like how Damian Lillard's not the happiest in Milwaukee. You think you're going to Miami with the big buildings, the beach, all that. And you go, what is it called? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're known for their football team's named after cheese. No, that's just, eek. I would be so mad. And you're telling me, I would want to stay in Los Angeles. I wouldn't want to go to Toronto, Canada. You're going to a different country. Yeah, so, Teoscar, I want you to go back to the Blue Jays because I want to play fair in this game of baseball. But if I were you, I would try and stay with the Dodgers too. But yeah, so shortstop, who's their shortstop? Who's the Dodgers shortstop? I'm blanking. Is he good? I'm blanking. I don't know. Who was the Dodgers shortstop? It wasn't Kiki Hernandez. I know he plays outfield. Who is the shortstop for the Dodgers? Miguel Rojas. Is that right? Oh, my mistake. Tommy Edman is the shortstop for the Dodgers. Mookie Betts. I keep thinking Mookie Betts is an outfielder. He's now a second baseman. That's right. Okay, Mookie Betts, second base. Oh, they have Mookie Betts. I forgot. Mookie Betts, second base. Tommy Edman, shortstop. Third base, I am blanking. But yeah, outfielders. Who are their outfielders? I mean, Will Smith, catcher. He's insane. But I'm just saying, the Dodgers. Where did my pen go? It's my fidget toy when I talk. But yeah, the Dodgers just look really good. They're going to be good for decades because they have Japan taken over. You know, the Dodgers have literally can't come up with the best plan I think I've ever seen. I think they're like the smartest. They're definitely like the smartest franchise in the history of sports. But I'm pretty sure the. I think the. Who's the most. Or like the. Pretty sure the Yankees cost the most, like in the entire sports. I think it goes Dodgers. Then it goes. I know Warriors are third. I just know that, and I think the Cowboys are like fifth. But I'm just saying, like, and I think the Raiders are like eighth. But I'm just saying the Dodgers and the Yankees are like the most, are like one of the highest. The cost. How do I say this? I don't know how to word this, but if you wanted to buy them, they would be like they're the most expensive teams in like the world. Well, one of them. But yeah, so I think that should wrap it up for today. Really quick, we're gonna go through if they didn't, That's the word of the day. Well, that's three words. But anyways, the Stars, Dallas Stars, if they don't win, I would probably say the Florida Panthers win. I would probably say the Florida Panthers win. They're coming off a championship. They have the bravery and the guts to win three in a row in the championship, or in the championship, Stanley Cup. Then they lost three in a row, and then they came back with that clutch win in Game 7. Yeah, the Panthers are winning if the Stars don't. And if the Suns don't win, well, I already said the Celtics are going to... Celtics, it's going to be Suns-Celtics. And I predicted the Suns to win, so if the Suns don't win, there's only one team that can, that's Boston. If the Chiefs don't win, something went wrong. Something went terribly wrong if the Chiefs don't win. But I'd say probably the Bills, because I like the Bills, because my uncle likes the Bills, and I like my uncle, so. Bills, and then, yeah, the Dodgers don't win. I've already said the Yankees. Just, it's Dodgers-Yankees all the way. So, the guts it took for me to say the Yankees might win the World Series next year hurts my stomach, hurts my heart, because nobody likes the Yankees. In fact, well, I know a lot of people that like the Yankees, but no. I don't ever want to hear the Yankees being in the World Series, could go to the World Series. I want to hear the Yankees burn. I would like to see, well, no, that's kind of mean. I just don't like the Yankees because they're, like, the big team that always somehow squeaks in the playoffs, besides last year. The last year, they were garbage. But, yeah, so... This we're going to wrap this episode up. This was episode 30. Next episode is coming out the next Wednesday. It'll come out. So, yep, today is Wednesday, November 6th. And, yeah, so I will see y'all next time. Hopefully this was a good one. Peace.